What's up and welcome to the People is Core World podcast. Today we have Sad VA. If you want to give yourself like a introduction.
Hi, I'm Sad VA and I make music sometimes. All the time. I'm kidding, I don't have a life.
It happens to the best of us, dude.
Yeah, for real.
So where'd that name come from, Sad VA?
Oh, yeah. What would I say? It was like, this person I used to know would always be like, yo, are you sad, bro? Or are you, like, sad? And they put, like, an extra D at the end. And then I'm, like, interpreted that as, like, a extension of sadness. So, like, are you sad or are you, like, really sad? And then I'm from Virginia, which is VA. So I just put that at the end of it. Actually, I didn't plan to have this name. I made it my Instagram a while ago, and when I freestyled at the lunch table, dudes would just be like, yo, you're Sad VA, and so now that's me.
Epic, dude. That's a sick story for a name.
Yeah, I guess so.
How long you been making music for?
Oh, it's almost a year. It'll be a year in, like, a month.
Sick.
It's crazy. It's kind of scary.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, I've been making music for a year. And, like, I think about it, like, at the beginning when I first started. I didn't plan to first start either. One of my friends was like, bro, there's this app called BandLab. And you can make music on it. And I was like, bet. And we made a song. I deleted it because it was terrible. But we still made one. And, now I really make music.
Nice, dude. How, like... similar to my thing was the BandLab thing. A friend of mine suggested it to me, and I went on there and, like, made a bunch of trash EDM shit. And someone, like, sent me this beat from YouTube. It was, like, a Lil Aaron X Smart Death type beat. Yeah. And he was like, you should do vocals over this. And I was like, nah. And 2 months later, I recorded some shit over it. And, of course, you know, that will forever stay on my flash drive.
Yeah, I hate that the first song exists. Like, it's out there somewhere. Oh, no.
It's on the cloud now. It's out of my hands.
FBI agent. When I'm famous, you know the FBI agent's gonna be bumping.
Bro.
Holofication. That's what it's called.
I think mine was just like fucking trap type song. Because I couldn't think of a name.
Did you use the BandLab beatmaker?
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, I use that shit all the time.
Oh, no. Yeah, that thing is horrible.
I know, dude.
It's like the same beat.
You had to use, like, the MIDI instruments to get anything good on there.
I guess. I've heard some decent stuff, but...
All the producers I've talked to on BandLab used separate shit.
Exactly. They just post it on BandLab so that people on BandLab
for the clout
recognize them. Yeah.
So you recently released RX.
Oh yeah, I did. I need to do promo.
Is there a story behind that album, or was it just like a collection of tracks?
Most of the songs on it I wrote like a year or two ago, because I used to just write songs. I didn't know how to record or get beats or anything like that. So, what else? There was something else. I guess I just, like, felt like, oh, music is medicine, that saying. A friend of mine used to say that. And so I just, like, took it. And so now it's mine. And so I decided to name it RX because I feel like music is medicine is kind of drawn out.
Definitely. Yeah, I remember, like, on the promo videos that, you posted on your page. I think I still have them up on mine. Like somewhere on there, it said music is medicine.
Yeah. I remember that. I sent those to so many people. And a lot of people posted them, actually. I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had no problem with it. You know, I had to get you to go post them because, like, I was on my computer.
Yeah.
Which I'm on most of the time, if you didn't know that.
You usually on a computer?
Yeah, dude.
Dang. You got a laptop or a desktop?
I have a desktop and a laptop. I use my laptop mainly for just dicking around and school shit.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, man.
I had no idea. I see you as a in bed with the phone kind of dude. Like, like in a fetal position.
Oh shit.
Just chilling on the telly.
Yeah, dude. I do sometimes. It really just depends. Sometimes I be chilling with the PS2, sometimes with the fucking iPhone 6.
Absolutely. I don't play video games myself.
What?
I don't play video games.
That's fair, you know.
I watch TV and eat.
Is that all? You watch TV, eat, make music?
Yeah, that's it. 100% of my life.
I always picture you just, like, in your fucking chair, like, all the time, making songs.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, you're, like, those fucking, the live videos you have up, like, that is what I imagine you doing constantly, like, no sleep.
Yeah, my sleep schedule, I don't have a sleep schedule, I guess it's a sleep schedule, but it's weird, like, it'll rotate. So, like, one day if I wake up at, 7 in the morning, I'll go to bed at 10, and then the next day I'll wake up at, like, what's 10? 8 in the morning, you know, and it just goes an hour by hour. So eventually, I'm up in the middle of the night at, like, 6 a.m., and I woke up at, like, 12. So, yeah, sucks sometimes.
Yeah, my schedule is kind of like fucked because I'll go to bed at like 4 a.m. and then I gotta wake up at like 8, so I get like half the sleep that you're supposed to get.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
Like, definitely reflects in my voice.
I feel that. I feel like what is it? Days that, like, I have school, I have to go to the digital thingy. what is it, at 7, pretty much 8, so some days I'll wake up at 3, so I'll be up at 8, and I will have gotten no sleep. It's pretty bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to, like, do as little as that shit as possible, like, going into the class. Most of my teachers are pretty chill, like, they just let me do my work.
Yeah, no, I used to have chill teachers. And so now I got try hard teachers that are doing it. Like, one, he's cool. He used to be in a band and all that.
Sick.
He looks like one of those stoner hippies from like the 90s. But now his class is easy, but he's doing a whole lot of work that he doesn't really need to do. And that's just kind of annoying. And then my Spanish teacher has an accent, so I feel like that says everything.
Yeah, dude. Last semester, my Spanish teacher had like a mad accent, and she called my friend Yates. It's spelled with a Y at the beginning. She called him Jates for the entire semester, and he never said a thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. What is it? Another one of my Spanish teachers? Oh, I loved her, Senora Pérez. But like, she is from Spain. So she has the Spanish accent, which isn't weird, but it's weird in America because we usually hear the Central American, South America, you know, Spanish accents.
Yeah.
So hearing her pronounce V's like B's and S with as like TH really threw me off.
Yeah.
Because her name was Perez, but she would say Pérez.
Pérez?
Yes. It was something else.
Mm. Damn, dude. So, like, you have a lot of unreleased music, right?
A lot, yes.
Do you plan to ever, like, actually release that shit, or is it just gonna stay on the SoundCloud?
No. I mean, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna make, like, I've already started, make, like, a reject pile and just songs that I'm not gonna drop on my actual Spotify or anything like that, I just put them there. And yeah, I mean, people can go check it out. I've hidden like a bunch of songs on accident all over SoundCloud because I'll use a different email to sign in, and that makes a whole new account. So yeah, I just have a bunch of songs like that, but I always try to label them either like Leak Sad VA or Not Happy Virginia, something like that.
Dude, one day there's gonna be somebody who goes and compiles all that in a playlist.
I hope so, because I am not doing it. There's so many.
Yeah, I think like
Addictions is like Alone. Isn't it Alone on that account? Like that's the only song that posted there.
Oh shit, yeah, dude. It's just exactly. Addictions. Cause like
stuff
I
stuff like that.
I made that account and I planned to post all the stuff that you sent me, you know? But I just like forgot about it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean I understand. That's exactly what I do. So you know, it's whatever. But I have the main one. It's just Leaks at VA. And that has a whole bunch of stuff on it.
Yeah, right. I listen to it sometimes, like, when I'm tired of all the release sad VA.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to, like, post stuff that I actually care about, though. Usually the stuff I post on the Leak sad VA is just kind of, like, music that's eh, you know? But it's completed, so that's why I put it there.
Yeah. So, like, I saw, about this, like, the song you said that you had uploaded it, and I was like, it's not on Spotify, and you were like, it's, drops February 14th. Is that, like, a Valentine's song?
What do you mean? What'd you say?
On your story, I saw that you had posted, like, about the song you had uploaded to, your distributor, and asked if it was on Spotify, and you said that it released on the 14th, on Valentine's Day. Is that, like, a Valentine's song?
Oh, no. It's, No, not at all. I just figured it was a holiday, so why not? I may or may not try to drop Sona around Valentine's Day. I know it's not going to be on Valentine's Day, but around, just because I want to post something that isn't disrespectful. The song that I posted on Valentine's Day is literally called Pretty Bitch. Like, like you know, I just wanted this guy, this feature, I found this dude on TikTok, and he had a TikTok about, like, how to make better music posted, and so I hit him up, and just like me, he had a TikTok that blew up, sort of, and, so I was like, yeah, it was good. His name is Tokyo Mars. Hey, shout out Tokyo Mars. I feel like he's gonna get famous, so, that dude's cool.
I've actually heard that name before, so, yeah, he might.
Yeah, his verse is nice. I like it. That's why I posted it. I don't post songs that, like no disrespect to features that I have, you know, but if I don't like the feature, then I'm not going to post it.
Yeah, for sure.
I
might like
put it on my, the leak joint, though.
Epic. I definitely do that. Yeah, like, there's been a lot of times when I've, you know, like, been hyped to work with somebody, like, you know, whether it's just a friend or someone who makes music as well.
Yeah.
And they send me, like, lyrics and stuff, like, ideas they have, and it all sounds amazing. And then they email me the verse, and it's just, like, the worst mixing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You know, like, it's just like, aw.
Yeah, it's like, you know, sometimes I kind of want to say, like, can I, like, do this, or do you want to redo it? But I always just never, like, ask them.
No, I got a real close, whatchamacallit, Lil Smoke or C Young or Craze, whatever he wants to call himself now.
Lil Smoke, I love him, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, he, like we do, we have so many. Like, I drop my Hot Pocket amount of unreleased songs. And, I mean, we tell each other, like, sometimes, like, bro, like, can you re-record that? And he's like, all right, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so, dude.
He's an excellent producer. Hold up, I just want to say that. I want to put that out into, like, the universe. He is the best, like, I won't say the best producer I know, because I don't know very many producers, but he's an amazing producer.
Eh. Sick, bro. Isn't he on fucking Children with Flamethrowers?
No, that's, Jimmy Headbands.
Yeah.
It's a different dude. Lil Smoke is on Smoke VA.
Headphone Warning.
And yeah, Headphone Warning. And what's it called? Oh, I deleted it a while ago. But it was called, I think it was Love Wild Sometimes.
Yeah. I love that song, dude.
That's Lil Smoke.
Is that EP still on Spotify?
No, I deleted
it. Oh, man.
Just because most of it was like, songs.
I liked all of them.
I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna post it on my Leap page.
I think the only song that I didn't like completely fuck with on that was like Threat, whatever.
Oh yeah, Threat like 777.
I think it was like squared. Threat 07109 something something.
It's 777 squared. That's just the number.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Is there like a thing? Fuck. Oh yeah, yeah. So the cover of Smoke VA is, it looks like a sketch of Children with Flamethrowers.
It is. My God, oh bro, another dude that I know, Chris. Yo, he does my art sometimes, and bro, he's great. he did the art for Children with Flamethrowers. Like, it's obviously Bang.
Yeah, bro.
And
he did RX, didn't he too?
RX, yeah. Bro is great. I love him.
Yeah, dude. I checked out his page.
Yeah, absolutely. And he has amazing art.
For real.
But he sends me the sketches that he does. And so that's why I put the Children with Flamethrowers thing for Smoke VA. Because I'm broke and I don't have money to buy art like that.
Yeah, bro. I have a friend who does my art for me. And he sends me like 4 different stages of it.
Yeah, like I just use the 4 different stages for different songs. Like, I'm looking whatever.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, like I'll probably use the flowers on Saturn, like the just like the outlines of it for something some point.
Flowers on Saturn and my favorite. Yeah, that's really hard. It's beautiful, but the flowers on Saturn art, I like it. I like the flowers on Saturn.
Yeah, dude.
I think it fits the song.
I think like the most compliments that song got was the cover art and the beat.
Yeah. I mean, you should have made that a hook. Like, instead of freestyling it, or freestyle the verses, and then put, like, that part as a hook.
Yeah, dude, the most recent song I'm working on, I sent you, like, the SoundCloud demo link or whatever. Yes. The last part is freestyle.
Really?
Yeah, man. That's what
I think I like the art on that one. What was the art?
It's just like, I found a sketchbook from like 8th grade, and I had taken like pastel crayons and like scribbled out XOXO, but the hearts are, the O's are hearts, like broken hearts with green in them, and the X's have like blue outlines.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, dude, I was trying to post it on Instagram, but it cropped out the sides of it. I have to resize it.
Oh, no. Yeah, can we do it? The pretty bitch art.
Yeah, dude, I saw a glimpse of it on your story, and it looked pretty cool.
Another person, I love Bridget. This girl that used to go to my school, but she moved. We're talking a lot, like now, we're making friends with each other, whatever. And she makes art, and I love it. She doesn't like her own art. I like it. And she sent me I said that I like women that have like a whole lot of tattoos, like Chipotle bag nom nom type tattoos. So, and then she drew a picture of this woman with a whole lot of tattoos, and I was like, bet. And so I pixelated it just for aesthetic or whatever, and that's the art.
Sick, dude.
I think so too.
I like, you know, tattoos, but I think there's definitely a point where it's too many.
For sure. I mean, like, you really have to be, well, committed, and you just have to have the right vibe. Like, some people don't need a whole lot of tattoos.
Yeah, like,
some
people,
it looks really cool when they do.
That dude, Travis Barker, he has, like, I think, I'm not sure about this, like, face tats, and they just don't look good on him.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, nah.
He has, like, a very, I don't know, just his face. It doesn't really fit, like, with tattoos.
Not with the goatee. when he doesn't have too much facial hair, I guess it doesn't look that bad. He just looks like I listen to more Eminem version of Adam 22. Like, that classic kind of rugged white guy.
Yeah.
Hat, tattoos, that sort of thing.
Yeah, bro. I think the only person that I, like, look at and say, they, like, they had no tattoos, they would not look that good, is Peep, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the pictures of Peep without
tattoos. And it's tattoos. Just, like, they massacred him.
He looks, like, he doesn't look horrific, but he doesn't look good. When he has his tattoos, he actually looks good. And I'm not sure if it's the confidence.
It's just not the same.
The tattoos, or, like, because, you know, like, people look completely different when they're feeling themselves.
For real.
You know, so I guess obviously he wouldn't be feeling himself if he didn't have the tattoos, which is something he said multiple times. So.
Yeah.
I
do think you definitely have to have, like, a decent sized fucking ball sack to get that many tattoos and go out in public.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I could see myself with a lot of tattoos, but not on my face.
I could see you with, like, tatted up arms.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do.
And, like, chest tattoos.
Yeah. I want to get Oh How Lovely tatted across my chest, just because I feel like that would be cool. I'm about to get, I was going to get RX, but I decided against it. I'm going to get Remember to Smile on my arm.
Sick, dude. Yeah, I the first tattoo I want to get, I'm not, like, technically old enough in my state yet, but I know a guy who can tat me, is the word more. It's like the inside of my forearm in a gothic font.
Yeah, I feel that. That's what's up.
It's a reference to Corbin. You ever heard of him?
Corbin? I've heard the name, but I don't know.
He went by Spooky Black before that, and he changed it.
Okay, I do know Spooky Black. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, dude, he kind of, like, dropped off the map in 2018. I haven't, like, seen anything out of him. His last Instagram post was from 2019 with, it was him and Lil Tracy, like, in a parking lot.
It's so weird how all of them know each other. Like, everybody from that era.
I know, because it was just, like, such a fucking community-driven thing. Like, I can't wait to have that, dude.
Absolutely. I want to make a scene here.
Yeah, dude, there's, like, I live in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and there's, like, no fucking people who make music here. Like, literally nobody.
It's, like, a whole lot of people make music here, but everybody's quiet.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
just because
in London, like, the underground rap scene in London, like, no one knows each other, I've heard.
I guess it makes sense. London rap is really not my thing.
Yeah, the only reason I know about London rap is because of Scarlord.
Oh, yeah. It's Scarlord completely drops his accent when he starts yelling.
He kind of does, yeah. Like, when he's rapping, you can more tell it. Like, there's a lot of people who didn't fucking know that he was from London. Like, people were tweeting him when he first, like, started touring. Like, can you come to London? And he was like, I'm in London.
Like, okay, I heard the interview with him when he was talking about X, and I'm like, oh, cool, Scarlord interview. And I see it, and he's like, cheerio.
I know, dude. Like, when he's just talking, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely. It doesn't feel.
Yeah, his voice is so sweet.
Yeah, he's like, hi, you know, X is really my friend.
Yeah, like, the one that I watched was with Noisy. Like, they were out on his beach house, and he just, like, they started out with him outside, like, it's just me and the birds and a couple white people over there.
Exactly. It's like, it would have been different, I guess, if I had known he was from London. Like, earlier, when I was listening to Heart Attack.
I honestly thought that he was from, like, Japan or something when I first started listening to him.
I don't know where. I thought he could have been from anywhere except London.
Yeah, just, like, yeah, like, he actually talked about how London didn't fit him. Like, his neighbor was always getting pissy at him. He had to literally build a house on the beach.
I could see him being from Canada, actually.
Oh, shit, dude.
I think he...
I found out that Knight Lavelle was from Canada recently, and I fucking busted a nut.
It's so weird hearing that people are from Canada.
I know.
Because they're so American.
Like, especially...
And then you're just like...
Especially Lavelle, though. Like, just because of the music he makes. And then, like... I looked at his Twitter and the shitty tweets and, like, his regular voice. I don't know, man.
When I like Dutch Revs. Have you ever heard of Dutch Revs? Oh, the okay. So there's this. He looks like Joker. He looks like English Joker. But anyway, he's like, he's one of those artists that's Canada, LA. You know, like he blows up like in Canada, but he's known in LA type of people. I think he might have moved out there. But yeah, it's just so strange hearing that they're from Canada because they sound so American. Like the music that they make is very us.
Yeah, dude, definitely.
I don't know.
Like I saw this thing. It was somebody from Canada. I don't remember like exactly who. But basically, like they started out in Canada, and it was like a map of their streams, and they moved to Long Island for like a year. And there was like a big dot like right there, and they moved back to Canada, and it just fucking started spreading like a wildfire, like out of Long Island and into the rest of the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about that. Like, do I have to move to get recognized somewhere else? Like, what do I have to do?
That's yeah, dude. Scary. I remember like when I looked at your Spotify one day, I was waiting for RX. And I noticed you had, like, 300 followers when, like, a couple days ago you had, like, you know, like, 102. And, yeah, and I messaged you and I was like, what the fuck, did you blow up? And you were like, nah, I made a TikTok.
Yeah, yo, that was great. That was a blessing, bro. I took a fat dub that day. Like, bro, like, I was just bored and I saw these, there was this video and it was about this kid. He was like, bro, yeah, I got... Yo, shout out Prentice. He followed me back. I fuck with him. I want to make a song with him one day. But he was like, bro, I have more listeners than both of you guys. Yeah, and he was talking about, like, Whoa Vicky and some dude from TikTok. And then I was just like, just me vibing to my own music, unproblematic. And I just figured, fuck it, why not make a TikTok? And then that shit got, like, 60K in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, dude, my friend told me to make one. I made one, and it's just been sitting there dormant for like a month. I haven't posted anything on it. I have like one follower, and it is that friend.
I need to make another one, like just going over my music or whatever. Sick,
yeah, like I like it when artists like go over their shit.
Yeah. Is that the wind?
What?
Bro, I just heard like a like outside. Bruh. I hope the wind.
This morning it was fucking freezing, and like now it's like hot outside, and I just don't understand.
Oh, bro, do not tell me about bipolar weather. Oh man, it snowed last week, and it was like 37 degrees when it snowed, and the next day it was like 50. like the sun, and it wasn't like that 50 that's like, ooh, better keep a jacket on. No, it was like 50 like sun.
Oh,
50
shit.
Like it's 50 where the people are recording the weather. Everywhere else it's like 65.
Bruh, fucking I remember last year, like, well, no, it wasn't last year, it was a couple, the last time it snowed in Georgia, fucking it snowed, and the next day, like, you know, it was a good snow, too. It wasn't, like, a dusting. The next day, it was all gone. Sure. Like, the ground wasn't even fucking wet anymore, dude. Nah, it was just got, like...
Or did it just...
It went from being, like, 15 degrees outside to being, like, 74.
See, I hate stuff like that. One time when I was in... I lived in this other city in Virginia. It's Newport News. Oh, man, I miss all my friends there. Anyway... But, like, it snowed one day, and it was, like, a lot of snow. And then it, like, warm rained. I woke up the next day to look outside, and I was like, bro, you already know it's
going
to
be snowing. I hate warm rain, dude.
Nope. Yo, warm rain is the worst. I like thick,
same,
cold rain. Like, where you can feel it,
yeah,
when,
like,
it hits you.
Like, cloudy days with fucking, like, rain the size of bullets.
I want to break up with somebody in the rain.
I have before, dude. It's my biggest accomplishment.
Yo, that's like the best thing ever.
Because, like, we were in this place called Ashley Park. It's near where I live, and it's just like basically just a bunch of stores and shit, like restaurants, you know. And me and this girl were out there, you know, just having an okay time. And it started raining, and she wanted my jacket. And I was like, I'm not sure this is going to work out. And she called her mom, got her to pick her up.
I feel that. I can't give girls hoodies or jackets anymore. I don't know.
Because I tell people that story and they think I'm inconsiderate, but like, it's, you know, they reported the weather that morning. She didn't bring a jacket.
Nah, bro, you had to go. You had to go.
Yeah, bro. I get it. And like, you know, in my head, I was like, this is a really inconsiderate person.
What'd she do?
I watched the weather, you know, and I got like weather notifications on my phone and shit. And so I brought a jacket that day because it said it might rain. She did not bring a jacket, and she wanted mine.
Do you like, are you into like fashion clothes and dressing up? Okay, so yeah, you monitor the weather.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like everybody that's into style,
I put like
styles their clothes.
I put like hard thought into my outfits, and I always check the weather.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not gonna wear like a fresh thick fit and then be, you know, out there sweating.
I myself am really warm blooded, so like when it's 30 some degrees outside, I just have to wear like a hoodie and some pants. I don't have to layer.
I keep the house at like a solid 55 at all times. I'm super cold blooded.
Yeah, I wish I could do something like that. My room is probably that cold actually, because I have my own AC.
I know. I saw that in one of your videos the other day.
Yo, I had to tape it up, like in the summer, because.
Oh shit. Getting that shit. Yeah, dude. The only time that I've ever seen them taped up before was in like hotels.
Yeah, that makes. I mean, I guess I've never been to a hotel with the AC unit just chilling there.
Oh yeah, bro.
It's usually underneath it.
I went to this hotel in South Carolina a while ago, and like every single room, including the living room, mind you, had a loud ass AC unit in the window.
I think that's my favorite sound. Like going to sleep at night. put on some Louis C.K.
Yeah.
You already know, get naked in front of women for no reason and just turn on the AC. Just hear him talking about his dick while I go to sleep. It's the best thing ever.
I think the only sound that I can really fall asleep to is like movies. Yeah, dog.
To movies? Yeah, no, I be having the whole plot go through my head. Like, if I go to sleep to Kung Fu Panda, I wake up and I'm like Crane for some reason.
Fucking Crane.
Yeah, yo, like, with the. And it's weird, it's the most random shit. And I'll be like, it'll be some extra shit that I, like, associated
with. Oh, yeah.
Too. So, like, I went to sleep to, like, Hotel Transylvania. I wake up
and
a monster or something. But for some reason, when I watched Hotel Transylvania, I played Minecraft. So now I'm like a vampire with a diamond sword. Like,
That's sick, dude. I remember one time I was like fucking zooted out of my mind, right? And I was playing Doom 2 on my Xbox in my room, and I fell asleep like with a controller in hand. And that's like, you know, that's a pretty rare thing for me. And I had a dream where I was literally just like mowing down hordes of demons. And I woke up like literally like yelling and like waving my arm around. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Yo, that sounds cool, though. Yo, sometimes I like fucking lucid dream and it's creepy.
My lucid dreams are always wild.
Like, okay. I'll wake up or something like that and I'm in the dream and I'm like in some mystical world and I'll be like, nah, I don't like this world. And then I like dream that I'm like with like a girl I like or something like that. Like, that's the entirety of all my lucid dreams.
Sick, dude. I think the best lucid dream I ever had was like I had to take melatonin one night because I just like could not sleep, you know. And I take like sleep meds or any meds case and lay down, I have lucid dreams. And I was literally able to, like, open portals to different fucking dreams if I just didn't like the one I was in. And I slept until, like, 4 p.m. the next day.
Yo.
I went to bed at, like, 3 a.m. and I slept till 4 p.m. I've slept for multiple days at a time. I had just started this job, and basically what I was doing was gutting out apartments people moved out of or, like, gotten kicked out of. And so I was having to, like, move, like, broken stoves down flights of stairs, like, move dressers and shit, tables, all of this, like real heavy shit by myself. And, you know, I'm not the strongest tool in the shed. And so I went home, took off my shoes. I had fucking, like, calluses galore. My hands were all, like, blood. Because I had, like, cut them all up on stoves. And I just laid down, and I didn't wake up till, like, it was on Friday, and I woke up on Monday.
Dang. No, I've only slept the whole day. I ate an entire giant jawbreaker, and I fucking passed out.
Your jaws couldn't take it anymore.
Oh. Yo, I was pissed, though, because my family...
Huh?
The fuck?
Oh, that was dust. Anyway, I was pissed though, because my family went to a beach house. We try to go to a beach house every 2 years. So we were at the beach house, and we only go for like 7 days. So I skipped a whole day. I was real mad about that. Yo, have you ever been thirsty, like, to the point where, like, super, like, I don't even know how to put it. You feel physical pain. That you're not.
I think so, dude. I'm not sure, like, exactly what you're describing, but there was one day where I was like, I was missing, like, all my work, and I was just sitting in my room, like, doing it all. I started at like 8, and I was going to like 11 p.m. You know, like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. just doing work.
Yeah.
And my throat started to, like, hurt, and my head was, like, aching and shit. And I went in the kitchen. I was like, what's going on? And I realized that I had not drank anything, like, that day at all.
All right, bro, let me try to describe this the best that I can. For, like, an entire week, I just drank grape soda. Like, for 7 days, grape soda, Fanta, the best,
hold up,
the best
no,
drink
hold,
in the world.
Whatever. Just real quick, Grapeco is definitely the best grape soda. Grapeco.
Grape what?
You must... Oh,
what
dude.
Is that?
Have you never had Grapeco?
All right, it's probably like Virginia.
Yeah,
because I'm up here in Georgia. When I go to Atlanta,
yeah,
I'll get
it, like, it's only in gas stations. I've never found it in, like, a store. But it's just,
yeah,
like... It's just better than, like, any other grape soda I've ever had.
I gotta try it then. I wish that they would make grape soda, like, Airheads... I wish the Airheads had a drink.
Dude.
But anyway,
Go ahead.
I was talking about the thirst. My bad. But I drank grape soda for a week. And it was in, we were in North Carolina. North Carolina is, well, the place we were in was 4.5 hours away. So I hadn't had water in about like a week. Or like water itself. It was probably whatever water they had in the grape soda. So I get home. And the best way that I can describe it is, like, my saliva glands were, like, burning. Like, they weren't, it wasn't like a fire burn. It was kind of like when you,
like, because you had no moisture in there.
And it's, like, really cold. Yeah. And so I was, like, okay, like, I gotta, I instantly knew that it was water. Like, it wasn't like when you get some weird feeling and you're, like, what is this? Like, I felt it and I was, like, okay, water. I ran, I'll tell you, I felt like I was gonna die. I ran so quickly into the kitchen and just like straight porn sounds drinking the water. Exactly, you know, like I was deep in my water faucet. Like,
you drank out the faucet?
Like, straight up, yeah, yes, I had, bro, that's the quickest
that,
way
yeah,
to
that,
get
that's
water.
Fair, that's fair.
Like, so. Yeah, and instantly the feeling went away, too. Like, it just was like, just psh, like, gone. And I was like, yo, what the fuck was that? And I guess I had never really thought about, I think about it like this. I get hungry every day. I need food, right? So I feel that. Okay. I breathe air every day because I need air. I feel that. But I drink water pretty much every day, so you don't really get thirsty like that.
I think, during quarantine, I spent, drinking only fucking Sprite and Coke. And, I don't know, it made me feel, really weird. It never got to the point where my saliva glands were on fire, but... Oh, fuck. My headphones just fell out, bro. Hold up.
Yeah. Bro, yeah, this shit was hilarious. It cut off like you were like my saliva glands. Yeah.
My fucking headphones fell out. Did you hear that?
And, yes, I heard them coming out too, like the disconnect sound.
My fucking elbow caught the cord. And,
what you got? You got like headphones or earbuds?
I always use headphones when I'm recording anything.
Alright, that's what I figured. I'm using my Apple standard edition.
Is it the ones with 3.5 or are you using the fucking cable ones?
I don't know. Man, I don't know. Whatever plugs into my computer.
Well, okay, because
it's not the one that goes into the charger or anything like that. I don't need the dongle. Or whatever the
Does it have called. A name? Like I never knew if it had a name or not.
I think it's like the nickname or something like that. Like that's what it's called most of the time. I think it was originally named the dongle or whatever. And then they were like, okay, we're not gonna call it a dongle. And then everybody was like, dongle. So now they call it adapter or whatever. An adapter. But we call it dongle.
So lame.
I guess. The ox.
That's the ox, bro.
Yo, I should never.
Why, bro? My parents hate it when I have the ox, but my sister and all my friends, they love it when I have the fucking ox cord.
My music is too, just spread out. I like too many different things.
You know, I think NetArb said this originally, and I agree with it, that people who only, who actually only listen to one genre are super fucking, weird.
Yeah, that's kind of strange that you can only find one sound that you like.
It just, to me, I feel like you're just, a really basic person.
It would be different if there were only, the main 10 genres from,
Yeah, but now there's fucking, a genre for everything.
Exactly, and cross genres.
You got melodic trap. You got fucking. I found melodic metal recently.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, there's really everything, and then artists that only have their own sound, one band or one person that has the entirety of a genre, whatever the fuck Billie Eilish does. Goddamn, what's that metal band?
Oh,
metal band. they're the only people that make music like that. Well, now, I guess Billie Eilish has all the impersonators. Yo, every single girl sounds like Billie Eilish when they sing now in America.
I don't listen to that many female artists.
I listen to
It's not like a. Everybody. It's not like a sexist thing. I just don't like their voices, I guess.
Yeah, I get that. I didn't judge. I didn't get you.
Fucking, but, okay. What's your opinion on that fucking WAP song?
Okay, I think about it it's a good song itself, but what the fuck, the lyrics? It's so absurd that it overshadows the actual
goodness of the song. When I heard it, my sister played it in the car because, I don't know, she's into that. And I was listening to it and I was like, this is a cool little intro to, it sounded like a dope rap song. And then fucking gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me. And I was just staring at the fucking stereo, baffled, completely bewildered at what I was hearing.
Okay, I just want to mention some of the bars in that song. Or some of the lines. Cardi B says, I spit on his mic and now he wanna sign me. Bro.
Dude, what the fuck? You throw your mic?
Yes.
Fucking park this Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Huh?
It's just so absurd. Oh dear. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell y'all, I got this ring.
Macaroni pot.
What ass pussy make his pullout game weak?
Yo, ayo, and the beat, yo. Okay, if you hate the song, you at least have to say bro. The beat goes hard. There's this old, it was like my mom. I played it for my mom, and she was like, why is it saying horse? It's originally hoes. So there apparently used to be this song where they would say like it was like one of those club hype things, and they would play, there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. But yeah, but like Cardi B somehow arranged the vocal range or whatever, the track. And now it goes like horse. So there's some horse in this house. Like,
bruh. What the hell?
I don't know. But the beat's fire, though. That's a good sample.
It's definitely like, that's what I was saying the first time I heard it. I was like, I was head bumping to it. And then fucking Cardi B came in. And I was like, shit.
That's the first part.
Fuck it. Wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hitter, need a deep shot.
I can't believe that song made it on the fucking radio. How do you make a radio edit of that song? Yeah, it's like,
they put
it's
radio?
Like, this wet and gushy.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube joint, they have it on YouTube too.
It really is. Have you seen the fucking video for that? And they want to take.
Yes. Why the hell is Kylie Jenner in there?
And they're trying to take fucking Belle Delphine off of X videos.
What?
I saw it on Twitter. It was trending that people were trying to get like all of Belle Delphine shit off of X videos.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Does she even actually make
like one? As of recently?
That's what's up. Oh, I saw that. I saw the Twitter joint where she shows her titty. That was awkward. I feel so bad for her. Like. We really made her like porn. Like
people were tired of nudes; like, they wanted porn.
I guess I get. It's like it's kind of her fault for
the shit she does.
Like
she sold her own fucking bathwater. Like he and his freaks are gonna stop at bathwater.
I feel like that was the last straw. If she was just an ethot, it would be different. But selling your bathwater and making an OnlyFans where
eat
you
squids.
Like, here's a fit picture, you know, it's like, I get that. If she didn't do that, it would be different. But she would just be like an internet personality.
Like, what was it? Fucking, she's making trading cards of herself now, dude. It's so wild.
Dude, I would buy that. Fuck that. I would buy the
when
trade.
She
I would buy
like
the trading cards.
When she sent. I saw it on Twitter that when she sends it out, she like kisses all of them on the back with like lipstick on.
Okay, yeah, bro. That's a little awkward, but I still get
just
it
have
just
fucking
for the
Belle Delphine trading cards on my. On.
Yeah, why not? Yo, when she came out with the bathwater,
I know
dude,
I saw that dude.
It.
Like, how did they not get crabs in their mouth?
Yo, that. I think that she gets like what is it, like sores or something like that, but she doesn't have like an STD or anything like that. Hold on, I should say she didn't say that she had an STD.
Like, we'll never really know.
Yo, I just learned recently that those warts that little kids had when I was in like elementary school meant that they had HPV.
Holy shit.
I just learned that.
Just now.
I thought it was just like a thing that happened to white people. And I usually wouldn't say white people, but like I never saw a black person with it, like ever.
Now that I think about it, it was always white kids like, who had that shit. I don't think
always.
I don't like, think I had it, but I don't really remember that much.
I like that's so weird. They had like a like an actual thing. That's just, you know, 80% of all people have HPV.
Or yeah, like dude, I heard about that. Like a lot of guys like get it when they're older, and they just like don't know about it.
Honestly, I know that this probably sounds horrible, but I hope that I just have like why? Every single STD like right now. Because if I do,
no, I don't have to worry about it. You can get AIDS twice, bro.
I know, but either there's different strains.
AIDS also is kind of like detrimental to your body.
Yeah, I think it's the HIV. Like you get AIDS and then
you get HIV and then AIDS.
You get HIV and then you get AIDS. Yeah. Okay.
People look at you weird when you buy like HIV like prevention medication and drugstores.
Honestly.
I mean, like neither do I. I just like don't like when people look at me like that when I buy that shit.
Well, as a person that has tri-colored dreads...
He probably got a lot of looks out in public to begin with.
You know, I dress goth See, often.
I think the only thing that people like really looked at me funny about, like in school at least, was my hair. Because I'm like, I don't know, I went through a bout in 8th grade when I just like didn't wash my hair for like 2 months. Yeah, dude, and then whoa. I washed it. People were asking me if I whoa. Dyed my hair, and I was like, no, I just fucking rinsed it out.
Yeah, no, I got dreads. I can't do that. These joints, they're great, but
yeah, dude, they get dirty. It looks super sick, though.
Well, I should say, they don't get dirty faster than anybody else's hair. They just hold it.
It just gets caught in the dreads.
I guess that's the right thing. But at least it's like you know how some yeah. people can get lice, like that sort of thing? You can still get it when you have dreads, but they don't affect you as much. Like, it's a certain type. Like, they can't live. They have to live off of you. And if you have dreads, it's harder for them to maneuver around.
Just fucking, like...
Or whatever.
I imagine them, like, just, like, traversing over your dreads. Like, fucking, like, the mountains of the Rambo.
Yeah, just cooling. I think, whatchamacallit, Bob Marley or something, when awesome. He died, had, like, a whole lot of bugs in his hair.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he's also a Rasta, they find, so, like, you know, it's a little different for them. But, like, yeah, but, like, the fact that you can live with all that in your head without extreme yeah. discomfort, you know, I feel like it's a testament to how dreads really, like... They stuff can live there, but yeah, it won't like, affect you as much. It's not so
if I had bugs on my so head, that shit would be, like, it. Itching me. Because I have, like, thin hair, kind of, until I, like, you know, like, do some, like, fancy shit to it. Use fucking,
yeah.
Farrah Fawcett spray. I have before.
You use Farrah Fawcett,
don't
bro?
Don't judge me. It was,
I'm not judging
it,
you.
I think
saying,
it was like the like Valentine's dance, and oh, I had like you know a 7th grade girl, so I had to get that popping.
Yep. I feel that. I used to put a whole lot of stuff in my hair like sprays, but it started to get brittle, and if you have dreads and they're brittle,
they just snap
they're gonna
in
fall
half.
Out. So. Yeah, like they just come off. Or if you twist them too much, then it'll. Or when it's dry, if you right. twist it too much, because it rubs against itself. So I couldn't keep doing that. I put like lotion, like hand lotion, and this conditioner thing, and that's it. Like that's all.
Yeah,
I put
pretty
in my
much
hair.
Like as of
too.
Recent, the only thing that goes in my hair is hair dye.
What do you dye?
It just depends on how color? I'm feeling. Like, recently I did, like, a maroon color, like a crimson color. It's starting to fade, and I want to do it, like, a neon blue. I want to do pink, but my mom said no.
Yeah, my mom, honestly, My mom said no to me getting dreads. Like, she didn't want me to get my hair dyed. Like, I feel like as long as I get decent grades, then my mom doesn't care what I look like.
Yeah, dude, like, my mom pretty much, as long as I, like, don't give her too much back talk, and I just, like, sit down and shut up pretty much, she's fine with whatever I do. Until it comes to my appearance, absolutely. Then she's, like, fucking dropping the hammer.
Yeah.
Because, she says it reflects her as a mother. Yeah.
What?
The way, the way that I look reflects how she lets me look, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, if I'm walking around with, fucking frizzed out pink hair.
I think about it more like, as long as the child can't dress and take care of themselves, then the way that they look reflects the parent. But once you're able to, like, come up with your own style and do all that to yourself, it really has nothing to do with the parent anymore. Like, I mean, the money, I guess, that it comes from.
Yeah, bro, I have to spend, all my own money on, like, anything that I do for myself, pretty much.
I have to do it for extra stuff, like my nail paint, hair dye, clothes.
Yeah.
So I guess everything, yeah. Everything that I do to myself is all me. I can't even get new clothes, like, without my own money anymore. Like, I have to spend...
If I let my mom buy clothes for me, I'm gonna look like the drabbest kid ever.
Like, okay, my grandma... I live with my mom and my grandma. So, my grandma loves to buy stuff for me. Like,
it's just a grandma thing.
She's like, anything that you need... Yeah, exactly. I think it's just, you have all this extra money, and you're not young anymore, so it's not like you can do really fun stuff. So you're helping somebody that is young do fun stuff. That's how I see it. But my grandma, I just tell her, so that she doesn't have to shop for me or anything like that, if she wants to buy me something, buy me a black, plain black shirt, or a plain white shirt, or any plain color shirt, I guess. And let me tell you, I have, like... No exaggeration, 40 plain
shirts. I have, like, no fucking plain shirts, dude. Like, all of mine have shit on them. Yeah, dude, the only plain ones I have, I painted them. Yeah, you have to use, like, the right stuff. Like, I use acrylic paint, which is, like, a fabric with a fabric adhesive in it.
Oh, yeah. I used to paint my pants, and I used, had a mix that I would do. I would use, I would put white out down, and then I would
color. Oh, yeah, bro. White out will stay in your fucking clothes forever.
For sure.
I've had a pair of sweatpants that I spilled white out, like, right on my dick, and I've had those for, like, 3 years. That shit's still on there, and I can't wear those in public anymore because it looks like a fucking jizzed in my pants.
Yo, I want those pants that say, dude, stop looking at my dick. Those just seem so cool. Like,
and, like, the fact around. Is people, like, will look down there because it's text. Hey.
Exactly, and I'm like, bro. Just like those shirts, like, for women.
Stop looking at my titties.
Super tight. And then it'll be, like, exactly, like, eyes up here, you know? Like, I wouldn't have even looked, I would have, but I wouldn't have looked when I did.
Don't look so intensely if it hadn't have been there.
Glowing.
Stop looking at my dick.
And it'll be, like, the complete opposite colors, too. Like, it'll be, like, a gray shirt, and then neon, like, hot pink.
Yeah, dude, I remember one time I was in, like, Walmart, and I saw this girl with, like, skinny jeans on, you know? And on the ass, like, right there, it was it was embroidered, stop looking at my ass.
Yo, okay, so since I live next to it near a beach, there's a whole lot of beach shops right there.
Oh, God.
Always, like, the giant bikini bottom that says, like, David's ass.
Oh, God.
Paul. Juicy. Like, and it's never like a woman that is like the beauty standard. I'll put it like that. It's always like Mandy. like, and she should totally rock it, like, for 100%
property of Jerry, bro.
Like, I just don't know who's coming up with ideas for this stuff.
I think it's just something that, like, appears.
I guess, yeah. Like, it's not something that you see regularly. Or, like, those memes.
Yeah.
With, like, old Asian men wearing a shirt that says, like, certified muff diver. Like,
certified ass inspector.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Don't say anything. My earbuds came out. Wait. Okay, I'm back now. Like, eat ass, smoke grass.
Live fast, like, eat ass, smoke grass.
Like, where do you... I guess it's sort of just like how we have the Japanese, Korean, you know, like, symbols on our clothes. And it could be like sesame chicken. But like...
It's like fucking like red with like... stripes on the arms, and it's like edgy and shit, and it's just fucking like Kung Pao.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'll literally have like an anime character killing something on like the hoodie, and then next to it, it'll
yum.
Be like
yum yum,
boom. Yeah, exactly. Kawaii potato. Like that sort of thing. It's just kind of sad out here.
Yeah,
it's weird.
No, bro. Like, I hate to do this, but we're about out of time. Yeah,
oh, for
so
sure.
Like,
but we've been here for
61 minutes and 38 seconds, exactly. Yeah. So, like, if you want to give a last testament to your fans, to people.
If I have any fans, I got like probably like two.
You got fans,
I love you
dog.
Guys, and I kind of do.
I'm your fan.
Bit. Thank you.
If no one else, I'm your fan.
For sure. But yeah, Pretty Bitch is dropping February 14th. And I got some more merch because people bought it really quickly. So yeah.
Epic.
And that's about it. Xavier. Alright, man.
This has been People of the School World. You know, Xavier. Saddva. Go check them out.
Here.
Whoa, and she knows just what to do. Lift it up and drop it too. The feeling is just right. At the end of the night, there's something about this sprite. It makes me feel the vibe. Got me rolling on your lies. At the end of the night, and she knows just what to do. Lift it up and drop it too. The feeling is just right. At the end of the night.
Yeah. For me one time, you just like a bag of chips and it's crunch time. Do a stunt, break it back, that's how it works. You can't even fit your money in your Louis Vuitton purse. Don't matter, red bottoms bleeding on the floor. 757 with the boys, he's in show. If the block hot, gotta take the burner off low. If the Glock cock, say some last words to the bro. I noticed, out of all of us, your heart the coldest. When you doing your thing, you focused, yeah, yeah. So I wrote this, and it goes like,
whoa, and she knows just what to do. Lift it up and drop it too. The feeling is just right. At the end of the night, there's something about this sprite. Just makes me feel the vibe. Got me rolling on your lies. At the end of the night, and she knows just what to do. Lift it up and drop it too. The feeling is just right. At the end of the night,
I done lost my respect for the game. Ain't nobody really playing it the same. to stay. Treat love like a game, then you'll be played. Baby, listen up, I don't want no trust. I want Bentley trucks, working hard a must. I don't have it yet, but I'm doing my thing. I want to be set, even though that's far-fetched. I will have the most, I don't settle for less. If you want the truth, what then I suggest? You don't worry about her, cause she lies the best. The way that she, well, I'll explain it.
Whoa, and she knows just what to do. Lift it up and drop it too. The feeling is just right. At the end of the night, at the end of the night.